Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I want to see a show of hands.
Yep.
Who listening just moments ago thought Andy was going to go, hey, boo-boo?
I thought about it. That was Fred, Bernie. Didn't matter.
It was Yogi.
Hey, boo-boo.
Oh, yeah. Or,
hey, Fred.
Boo-hoo. I thought you were going boo-boo.
I don't know. Is that hey, the same boo-boo. Voice? Was it Mel Blanc?
I don't know. I don't know if it was the same guy or not.
No, Mel Blanc wasn't. Mel Blanc was Bernie.
I think Mel was Barney.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it wasn't, he wasn't
hey,
Yogi.
Boo-boo.
Yeah, but that's where I thought you were
I
going.
I need a picnic basket.
I thought you were going there. Terry Francona back in town, back at Progressive Field, the newly renovated Progressive Field. I guess apparently he said, I wouldn't even know the place. It was renovated so much.
Well, the clubhouse.
Which yeah, is I really so. True with that's, the clubhouse stuff yeah. and all that, thing, which is really cool. You know, that,
took the roof off the dugout suites.
All the good stuff. All that stuff happened. Mm-hmm. But Terry was back in town last night, first time as a manager of the Cincinnati Reds, first time back since he left the Guardians. Mm-hmm. And he left the Guardians on good terms. And in his pregame press conference, he was asked about just being back in Cleveland at Progressive Field.
I had 11 really fun years here, and I had some great relationships. That never changes. But now, you know, like, we're trying to figure out a way to beat them. That's why we're here. They'll never take away how I feel about people here.
Okay. That's fair. He did have 11 seasons.
Terry, I mean, I'm sure if you go back and find the clips from after Boston, he probably would say the same thing. They'll say the fans in Boston were okay.
You probably.
Know I mean? You know,
probably.
Sure, there were some, you know.
He's a legend in Boston because they won the World Series.
And, you know, the menu in the clubhouse, that whole thing.
A couple times.
Yeah.
And spent 8 years in Boston and then was with, you know, our franchise for 11 years. Mm-hmm. There's been, I don't know, is it a big mystery? Is it, you know, the unsolved mystery? Should there be a TV show? Why actually did he leave managing the Cleveland Guardians? Well, he had these thoughts.
I know a lot of people don't believe me, but I was not planning on doing this again. I went home. I didn't think I was doing my job the way you're supposed to. I think a lot of that was health. You start not feeling great physically, then all of a sudden you start getting short on patience. I wasn't able to have conversations with players that I thought were necessary all the time. It was just getting harder. I felt like I was letting people down. Like I said, I wasn't planning on coming back. It was a really good year. I did stuff I've never done before.
I think that's more insightful than anything we've heard. He actually said some of the things that he thought about what he was doing as manager of the Guardians. And here's the one aspect of this, and this can't be eliminated. After playing baseball for a long time and then managing baseball for a long time, and especially the managing part, financially, you're able to say, yeah, you know what? I don't think I'm doing it the way I would want to do it and up to the standards that I've set for myself, and I'm going to step away. if you can pull that off financially, you know, most people don't leave jobs because they can't pull it off financially.
They enjoy that paycheck, yeah.
Sure, but if you can,
this isn't the same.
Why not? And then he had a year away and decided, I feel better. He did all kinds of things and decided he wanted to do it again, Andy. Is that fair? I think that's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. I get it. I just think there's a time that you think that you've been, maybe you think you've just kind of done it, right? And you want to move on, and then you get out of it, and you're like, ooh, why did I leave? I wish I wouldn't have walked away from this.
Although it sounds like...
It was health issue, though. I think there was... Well, I think
he just said, though, it was more than health. Daniel, can we play the beginning of that bite again if you have a chance to queue it up?
I still think health was the big driver in this thing.
I would think that's correct, and he just said that that's part of it. But he actually, and here it is, listen to what he says that's not health here, and I think this is telling.
I know a lot of people don't believe me, but I was not planning on doing this again. I went home. I didn't think I was doing my job the way you're supposed to. I think a lot of that was health. You start not feeling great physically, then all of a sudden you start getting short on patience. I wasn't able to have conversations with players that I thought were necessary all the time. It was just getting harder. I felt like I was letting people down. Like I said, I wasn't planning.
There it goes. Yeah,
there's no way he
didn't think he was doing his job.
Well, I think when he was missing games because of his health, I think he felt like he was letting people down.
Yeah, but he just said it was more than that, which I think is he couldn't have the conversations that he wanted to have with players. He was losing patience because he was probably a little fed up with everything.
Yeah, okay, well then, all right, you took it down that road.
That's more than health.
Yeah, all right, yeah, I'll buy that.
You know?
Yep.
I mean, I think that's a little more than health. He returned to Cleveland last night for the first time since he left. And he had these thoughts about what the fans in the stands might think about his return.
I would never spend 2 seconds thinking about that. Half of them probably want their T-shirts back, the ones they gave out. I mean, I'm on a different team. That's what's on my mind.
Okay. Which is what he's supposed to say at this point, huh?
I easily could have said, you know, I love the fans while I was here. They were great to me. End of story. Right? I mean, that's a one-liner that doesn't get you in any trouble, and you just kind of say it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. Does he sound a little dismissive of his history here?
No, but that's not the thing about him.
Did he sound that way to you at all?
No, he sounded consistent to everything he ever said while he was here. And I think if you go back and look at his transition from Boston to here, it's the same, right? It's like he probably said the same thing about Boston when he came here.
I would think that's probably true. And then after,
he is consistent in the things that he says. I've never questioned that.
And then after his team went out and took care of the Guardians 7-4 to win the first game of the series, in his post-game comments, Terry Francona had this to say.
I had a really good time here. I mean, people were so nice to me. But I'm here now, and I love being here. I just really wanted us to win. And that doesn't take away from how I feel about a lot of people over there.
Yeah.
I can you understand a guy thinking, hey, I did this for 11 years. That was great. I'm going to step away. And then rejuvenated, looked for a new challenge. I don't have any issues with
Jeff,
that. I really don't.
He didn't manage the first spring training game between these two teams because he didn't want it to be about him.
Which we thought was a little absurd.
Especially at spring training.
Yeah.
I mean, like, who cares? It's spring
exactly.
training because it's not about anything other than running 75 guys out on the field to kind of give them a chance to get their feet wet, especially for the first game of spring training. Come on. I mean,
hey, that one had a little bit of an absurd feeling to me when that came out in spring training. No choice here. You know, you're managing this team and they're in town. And
he knows it's part of the gig, speaking twice.
And that's definitely part of the gig. So I get that one completely. His counterpart, his replacement, guy that they brought in who you thought, okay, wow, who's this guy? I think he's gone over well here, Stephen Vogt. I think he's done a nice job. But I think there are some things, Andy, that right now he could use a little help with. And I think we're just the guys to give it to him.
Oh, great.
Don't you?
Yeah. I don't know that I would listen to anybody other than us.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't think I would listen to us. I'd listen to everybody else. That's what I would say.
Why would you do that?
I'm just kidding. It was a joke.
I mean, come on. We're here for 4 hours a day.
I know. I just don't think he needs our advice on some of the stuff, but this is maybe the fan's eye view, if he cares, right?
Well, let's hear the fan's eye view. 216-474-0092 if you have any thoughts. The one issue here, they're in a tough stretch right now and not playing the best of baseball. They've lost, what, 5 of their last 7 games. That's not really what you've been expecting out of this team. We both hope it's, okay, this is a little blip and not something that, okay, this is on its way to becoming a type of season. Yesterday when we had Mike Exisa on the show, Mike thought Tigers are running away with everything and they're going to win this division and the Guardians and others are then suddenly playing for the wild card. I'm starting to get that feeling, aren't you?
That they're playing for the wild card?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 8 games back already. I mean, I know.
They easily could
be 10 games up by the end of next week.
And it's not just them and then the Tigers. The Twins are 7 games back.
No.
So you're dealing with 2 teams.
They also dropped out of a wild card spot over the last week.
So I would agree with what Exisa said yesterday, which is at this point, Tigers look like the team to beat. They have the best record in baseball right now, and they don't look like they're going away. And that's a good thing for them. Exisa also said this. I asked him about, okay, we're seeing a lot of platooning here, and we're seeing it with guys who might need more at-bats. Mike Exisa from CBS Sports responded this way.
I think there is a point where you're better off just maybe running somebody out there full-time and letting them just kind of get into the everyday kind of groove there. We're not talking about like amazing platoons here, right? You're talking about like 2 kind of mediocre players and you're trying to figure out a way to get the best out of both of them. And it's not really working. You know, right field is not working. Center field, it's another problem. So yeah, I do think someone like Nolan Jones, who hasn't had a great season, but you could like see the talent when he's on the field. Like there's ability there. What's the point of like John Kensie Noel? Like I know he had home runs last year. He had a big home run in the postseason, but there's like a limit to how much he's going to help you there. It's kind of like with Oscar Gonzalez a few years ago. He came up, hit a bunch of home runs, but swings and misses so much, chases so much. It was always kind of like, I don't know how long this is going to last. So I would stick some of these guys out there full time. I really like Martinez. I know the numbers aren't great, but he seems like he could be a player there. And you might as well just, at this point, if you don't really have any great options or even good options, maybe just stick with 1 or 2 of them and see what happens.
That was Mike Exisa on our show yesterday from CBS Sports, and I agree with him. Details coming up. How should Stephen Vogt do this? We're here to help. If you have suggestions for Stephen Vogt, well, I want to hear them. 216-474-0092. Let's help Stephen Vogt next on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.